Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Greetings. We have now moved into the book of Leviticus. Leviticus literally means the priestly book, because so much of the book's content deals with worship, deals with festivals, deals with priestly duties. And so we're in chapter 8. I will read from verse 1, and then I will jump to verses 22 and following. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take Aaron and his sons with him, the vestments, the anointing oil, the bull for the purification offering, the two rams, and the basket of unleavened bread, and assemble the whole congregation at the entrance of the tent of meeting." And Moses did as the Lord had commanded him. When the congregation was assembled at the entrance of the tent of meeting, Moses said to the congregation, "This is what the Lord has commanded to be done." Then he brought forward the second ram, the ram of ordination. Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, and it was slaughtered. Moses took some of its lamb and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. After Aaron's sons were brought forward, Moses put some of the blood on the lobes of their right ears, and on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. And Moses dashed the rest of the blood against all sides of the altar. This is the time when Aaron and his sons enter their role as priests, as intermediaries between the people and God. And for them to do that, they need to be purified through various sacrifices, and they get anointed with oil, and they get anointed with blood. Now, so much of the Old Testament, and especially texts and events in the book of Leviticus, are a foreshadowing of what happens in Christ. So the anointing with oil is, of course, an image of being anointed with the Holy Spirit. And the anointing with blood is an image of being cleansed with the blood of Jesus that he shed for us on the cross. 1 Peter speaks of us being a royal priesthood. And so as we read this passage, we can imagine ourselves as being a royal priesthood, a priesthood that Christ has bought and purchased for himself. And we have been anointed with the blood of the sacrifice and anointed with the Holy Spirit of Pentecost. As we ponder these amazing mysteries and the awesome display of God's power in the lives of Aaron and his sons, let us consider ourselves what it means for us to be priests, to serve before the altar of God, before his presence in heaven, worshiping him and serving him. This is really what in this holy season of Lent we want to focus on and grow into it more deeply.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.